The Berkshire Opera Festival has two final performances this week of Donizetti's Don Pasquale for its fourth season. Don Pasquale, which premiered in 1843 as a comic opera that is receiving a fully staged production by Berkshire Opera Festival on Tuesday and Friday. So you have opportunities tomorrow and Friday at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The cast is incredible. It includes Craig Colclo, who is playing Don Pasquale, Matthew Grills as Ernesto, Emmett O'Hanlon as Dr. Malatesta, and Metropolitan Opera soprano Deanna Braywick, who plays Norina, who joins us this morning, along with the guy who's leading all of this and conducting it, Brian Garman. Good morning to you both. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us.
A great pleasure to have you here. So, Brian, let us begin with you of how this particular opera got chosen for your fourth season.
Well, we knew that after last year's Rigoletto, which is one of the great tragedies of the world, we wanted to follow it up with the comedy. And we have Mozart coming up soon, so we sort of narrowed our choices to this period of opera called bel canto, this genre of opera called bel canto. And one of those great comedies, and in my estimation the greatest, is Don Pasquale. We think it's a good way to follow up last year's Rigoletto, and it's a very funny show. It's a musically brilliant show, and there's a great deal of humanity in it also.
Okay, for the folks who may not know, I mean, of course I know. I have no idea. Bel canto.
Bel canto just means beautiful singing, and it refers to...
I didn't know that either, but go ahead.
Technically, I mean, that's literally what it means, but it refers to this style of Italian opera in the early part of the 1800s that was really focused on the voice and these long, beautiful melodies, and there's usually a lot of vocal showing off, trills and embellishments and very high notes and things of that nature.
So you get to show off a little.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't personally, but Deanna does.
Okay, so Deanna, are you enjoying showing off?
I am.
Yeah,
I have so much fun with this rep. It's such a treat. Like Brian was saying, it's really all about highlighting the beauty of the human voice and the drama of the story, and the characters is so beautifully written into these lines, and. So, yeah, it's just it's a real joy to sing because it has its own life and it comes alive in you. And you also have some creative license. There are many opportunities to create your own cadenzas, and you can go as high and fast as you want to go. So, yeah, it's great fun.
Do you change that? Can that change from performance to performance, or is once you set it, you're okay, I'll do it this way?
You can change from performance to performance, but generally I kind of like to set mine in the first music rehearsal we had. I just sort of brought all my ideas. He offered some ideas and we collaborate, and then generally, because you're working with, you know, other artists on stage with a whole orchestra.
Right.
You like to set them in place just so you know what to expect and everybody can stay together.
Right. Just so they know where they're headed,
exactly.
Where you're headed, and everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
How much can you listen and appreciate other people's work when you're on stage in your own world?
You know, it really depends moment to moment. There are some moments where I just have to be completely laser focused.
Right.
There are other moments. There's this beautiful serenade that Ernesto sings at the end of the opera, and I'm sitting on stage as a character enjoying it, but personally, I just get to sit there and just relish in the beauty of his sound, the beauty of this music. So you kind of pick and choose those moments, and but yeah, there are certain moments where you have to be totally in it, and any sort of distraction or other stimulus going on around you kind of have to block out.
Meanwhile, you have to, as conductor, you're looking at everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at everything. I'm trying to give a shape to the show from beginning to end. I am trying to support the cast as best as I can so that they can do the things vocally that they need to do. And I'm trying to be sensitive to also what they need from performance to performance. You asked about if things change from night to night. And, you know, obviously you don't want it to change too much, but you have to be sensitive to maybe somebody didn't get a good night's sleep the night before. There's any number of things that can affect the voice that will determine how fast or slow they'll sing a particular section, how long they'll hold a high note, things of that nature.
And do you acknowledge that, or do you worry about it?
I think that worrying about it doesn't do any good. So I used to worry about things. I don't anymore. It's not particularly productive. So I just try and pay attention the best I can. And we have rehearsed the orchestra in such a way that they are also paying a great deal of attention to the singers and are able to follow them as well.
Follow and are responsive, I assume.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
And to add to that, I think with live theater, I mean, that's the magic of live theater, is that even though you've rehearsed things are set, there's always improv happening. There's always a live collaboration between the artists on stage and between the artists and the audience. So it's always a living thing, and you have to be open to the unexpected and roll with it.
Absolutely. Our audience for the opening performance, which was this past Saturday, was a remarkable audience. Mm-hmm. They were into it from the very first moment, and especially when you're doing a comedy, when you get that kind of response from the audience,
yes.
It raises the level of everything, of the cast, even of the orchestra. And we're in a situation this year where the orchestra, of course, can hear the audience very clearly. We're in the Mahewi this year, which, of course, has no orchestra pit. So Jonathan Loy, my colleague with whom I founded the company 5 years ago, who is the stage director, very cleverly designed a set that incorporates the orchestra into the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have 32 musicians on stage, you can't pretend like they're not there.
Right. When you, going back to the choosing of a show, and as you said, you did a tragedy last time, and it makes sense that you would want to do something much lighter this time. With that said, where does Don Pasquale, do you think, rank in the repertoire?
Pasquale is not, it's probably Donizetti's most frequently performed comedy. I don't know if it's in the top 10 most performed operas, probably in the top 20 for sure. But if you think of Donizetti and comedies, you think of Don Pasquale, you think of The Elixir of Love. Those are the two big ones.
Mm. And as far as the creation of the company and the kind of work that you want to do, so with this now under your belt, where do you look in the future and other work that you want to attach yourself to?
Well, I'm happy to say at this point that we have, over the past 4 years, gotten to the point where we are becoming financially secure enough that we can begin to expand our programming a little bit.
Doesn't that feel good?
It feels great. This was the first spring, actually, in 5 years that there were nights I was able to sleep from, you know, all the way through the night.
That's great. And Deanna, this also means your check probably will clear.
Good news.
next year, for example, we are doing Mozart's masterpiece, Don Giovanni, is going to be our main production.
Yeah.
And earlier in the month of August next year, we're doing a gala 5th anniversary concert, because we figure if you can start a company like this and it lasts for 5 years, that's something worth celebrating.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there's two things here. I mean, obviously, that you, as you become, just naturally, you become better at things and you can become more financially secure. But also with that, you're building an audience. People mm-hmm. understand what you're up to.
Exactly.
They appreciate it. You have, you talked about the audience in the first night. I mean, that comes from working with people and having them trust you that whatever you bring to that stage is going to be of top quality.
That's absolutely right. And one of the reasons, we noticed this last year with Rigoletto also, one of the reasons that our audiences were so good for Rigoletto is because people had heard of the piece, but people had also heard of us. And so that's the thing that we're now building on this year with Don Pasquale, is that the audience knows us, they know of our reputation, and they know they're going to get something good when they come to the theater.
Yeah. And you have the spacing out. You did a show Saturday, you do a show Tuesday, you'll do a show on Friday, and that's a good spread out, I assume, as a performer.
Yeah, very comfortable. You have some time off to sort of recharge, and raring and ready to go for the next performance.
Rest. And will you rehearse in between then, or you got it now?
You're no.
good. You're ready to go. Yeah.
Save your voice. Rehearsals are done.
Save your voice.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reaction was great for Saturday night, and we'll assume tomorrow and Friday will be the same.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's just beautiful that you're doing this, and we thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Donizetti's Don Pasquale is being performed at the Berkshire Opera Festival on Tuesday and Friday at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You can find out all about the festival and the beautiful work that they do, as well as the two performances, by going to BerkshireOperaFestival.org, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Deanna Braywick is a performer playing Norina in Don Pasquale, and also Brian Garman, who co-founded the company and is conducting and leading the group. Thank you both very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Don Pasquale being performed at the Berkshire Opera Festival Tuesday and Friday at the Mehewi, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.